sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. After many weeks of not traveling, I'm starting to feel cooped up, especially since I should be traveling right now. My family should be in the middle of our annual two-week trip to Catalina Island in Southern California. Instead, we're going to do a vacation this year and just sail around Humboldt Bay for a week. I don't think we're alone, as lots of people are changing their vacation plans so that they travel less distance with the goal of avoiding more populated destinations. Folks are taking more trips to local rivers or going up the Oregon coast, or like me, spending more time exploring their own backyard. In many ways, I think these less intense vacations are better at doing what vacations are supposed to do, which is help you relax. Frankly, our annual trip to Catalina is exhausting. We tow a 5,000-pound sailboat all the way to Los Angeles, where we launch, and then we sail over to the island for 2 weeks, living on the boat. The logistical overhead of these trips is daunting. Now, adventuring around Humboldt Bay will be relatively relaxing. And plus, while I have fished and hunted the bay for decades, I've never really explored the whole bay. Now, if you are also spending more time recreating and vacationing locally, there is an important safety point to keep in mind. Contrary to local perception, local residents are just as likely to get in trouble on our rivers and coast as out-of-towners are. Most locals would guess otherwise and are inclined to believe that it is because of the out-of-towners' lack of local knowledge that they get into trouble. I believe, on the other hand, that it is the trickiness of some of our local hazards that explains why anyone can be a victim. So keep these points in mind. First, our oceans and the Trinity River are so cold that you can lose your ability to swim within a minute through cold water paralysis. That's why it's so important to wear a life jacket. They buy you time. Second, some of our beaches are so steep that the ocean can literally reach out and yank a person off dry sand into deep water in half a second. Staying away from steep beaches is vital, especially if you have kids. And lastly, our ocean waves can trick you with up to 20 minutes of smaller waves before a large and deadly wave strikes. So don't let the ocean fool you. Stay farther back than you think is needed, again, especially if you have kids. Now, each of these aspects of our local waters can completely surprise you if your guard is down. Of course, the magic is figuring out how to relax while also keeping one eye on the danger. And for me, the mastering of that skill is what true local knowledge is about. With that in mind, stay safe, and I hope to see you out on the water. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.